Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
In Denmark, prostitution is legal. Nevertheless, many women still work on the street rather than in brothels. Obviously, it's not an entirely safe environment. Some studies have found that 41% of women on the street have been sexually assaulted. So Michael Lodberg-Olsen is providing an alternative to the street, a converted ambulance. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Why do so many women opt to work on the street rather than in brothels?
There are around 80 to 100 street sex workers downtown Vesterbro in our red light district in Copenhagen every day. There is customers for that market, so that's why.
But would it not be safer for them to work in a brothel?
Sure, but there's customers that don't want to pay for the price when you are working in a place.
Right, okay, so essentially it's cheaper to purchase it on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so obviously, as I said in the introduction, that's not a very safe environment for them. The ambulance that you drive around, how does it work as a service for the women?
It's we call it a sexalance. It's parked where the sex workers is working. It's staffed with volunteers. So every time it's open during the night, and there will always be at least two volunteers nearby to protect the sex workers. The sex workers can use it for free with their customers. Inside, there's a lot of condoms. There's articles for the women that they can clean up afterwards. We are out two to three times a week on volunteer basis.
Right. Okay. And when you say workers are nearby, presumably the ambulance doesn't have a driver sitting in the seat there or anything.
No, no drivers. a little bit of privacy is needed when they have their customers using it.
Yeah, and so, but one of your volunteers who work with the ambulance, do one of the sex workers have to kind of wave at them or something and say, "Can I use it now?" Or how does that work?
It was a wish from the sex workers. Then when they're moving on the street with the customers, they would like to see if the sex alarm is free or not. So when it's free, there's a red light on the roof, which is on, and when it's in use, the red light is closed. So the sex workers know that, and in the same time, there's eye contact to the volunteers.
Was it a specific choice to buy an ambulance for this service, or was it just that you could get an ambulance?
We couldn't get a permanent place. Nobody wanted to rent it to us. So nobody have tried to make a mobile safe place. So we thought let's start it with a mobile one and see if it can be used. The first 2 months it was not used, but we used a lot of time together with the street sex workers to implement their ideas, so that this sexalance could reach their needs. Mm. For example, when they do a blowjob, they hurt their knees, so they were like a knee pillow. So it's there now. There's a knee pillow, the one that you use when you are working in the garden. So small specific things to provide a safer, more dignified working conditions for the street sex workers.
And legally, is it strictly speaking legal?
Yes, it is. In Denmark, it's legal, but it's not legal to earn money on sex work. So that's why they don't have to pay for the service, and it's all volunteers. No, there's no payment for any money involved around the sex alarms.
Right. No, I suppose what I meant was that in terms of prostitution being legal in Denmark, is it only legal within licensed brothels? So, you know, technically, is it illegal to have it in the back of an ambulance?
Yes, it is.
All right.
And,
okay.
And we have meetings. Monthly meetings with the police So yeah, and I'm not prisoned.
Yes.
So it's legal.
Yeah. Yes. And have the sex workers reported that they are more safe if they're using this excellence?
They more and more sex workers is using it, and they prefer it instead of behind of a parked car on a bench or in a telephone box. This is more safe. This is more dignified. They don't disturb any other. So they like it, and they like it more and more. It's been used around 75 times now.
And the clients, were their clients initially reticent to use it? Did they take some coaxing?
And some in the beginning, they were a little bit, you know, what do you want me to go inside that ambulance? But as more as the sex alliance becomes the sex workers' place, and the sex workers know the place, they know it's safe, there's a lot of good facilities inside, then they tell their customers, I have a good, safe place, it don't cost extra. So more and more customers are willing to use it.
Mm. Now, as I understand it, one of the facilities inside is a mirror, reason being that sometimes clients try to take a condom off without the sex worker knowing. Is that quite common?
That's quite common. That's the knowledge that we got from the street sex workers. When a customer is taking the sex workers from behind, some would like without condom, and some is trying to get it off. But the mirror is a kind of protection for that, so the sex workers can follow the act.
Mm. Yeah. Given that your ambulance is proven successful now, do you have any plans to set up any more?
We would indeed like to be a permanent place. There's a lot of sex workers telling that they would like to go to a safe place, but they don't want to use the mobile one. It's too primitive, they think. So we would indeed like to make a safe place permanent.
But again, that would be free to the sex workers, because that seems to be an issue for them.
It should be free, but in the same time, we could offer us more services, healthcare, social workers around. So it could be an even better place mm-hmm. for the sex workers.
And Michael, how are you raising money to keep the sex excellence running?
We don't get any public support, so it's private donations on our web page sexalliance.dk. You can support. So it's all private and it's all volunteers. So try to keep the cost low.
Michael, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Michael Lodberg Olsen there, a social entrepreneur, obviously, in Denmark. We're going to take a commercial break. After that, gay vultures have a baby.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.